Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. A little bit chilly down there today.
Yeah, it's historic almost. Supposed to be in the 20s tonight, and we're not used to this.
Yeah, that's very cold for down there. And they had a record was sent in, or almost a near record in Denver, where they went, I think, from 77 degrees down to 13 overnight. That's quite a shift.
Yeah.
Get used to it, folks. This is erratic weather is going to be staying with us this year, next year. And if we're following the Joseph scenario, then the crop yield this year will not be very well or very good, and next year won't be good at all. And the following years, there will be no crop. So this is what we're kind of facing. If we can take the Joseph story and move it over to the 7 years of the tribulation period. Before we get started, I'd like to read again from Isaiah chapter 57. The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do you sport yourselves? And against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? A dire warning, I guess one could say, similar to what the Lord has to say in Psalm 2 about the sons of the sorcerers and their attempts to overthrow God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, which is really all what Psalm 2 is about. It may manifest itself as wars and rumors of wars and all of this, but ultimately it's to get rid of the Lord Jesus Christ from off planet Earth. And in Jeremiah 51, I just want to read this again to refresh your memory because of what's going on in the United States. My people, go ye out of the midst of her and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. And lest your heart faint and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that, in another year, shall come a rumor and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Dire warnings. What do you think, Larry? Are we close to there?
Yeah, it's we seem to be rattling the cage about that type of situation. It's getting so serious, Stuart. It's really hard to warn anybody anymore.
Yeah, it seems like they've stopped up their ears. I was talking to Steve Quayle one time, and he was telling me the story about, I don't know exactly what he was talking about to this person with scripture, but they put their hands over their ears and walked away. They wouldn't hear it. And unfortunately, most of the Christians in America, la-la land anyway, are the same way. They will not hear bad news. They don't want to hear it. They don't want anything to do with it. So I guess they're going to have to go through some horrific times. I wanted to read, because we were on this war. This is from the Hopis. This is a Hopi prophecy. It's probably going to irritate some people who think you can't use Native American prophecy. However, I would point out that a lot of the Native American prophecies are already coming true. And I would also point out that the Lord said that he would pour out his dreams and visions upon all flesh, not just Christians, but all flesh. So anyway, Larry, I'd like you to chime in on this one, because this is kind of interesting. Hopi prophecy states that World War III will be started by the people who first received the light: China, Palestine, India, Africa. And when the war comes, the United States will be destroyed by gourds of ashes, which will fall to the ground, boiling the rivers and burning the earth, where no grass will grow for many years, and causing a disease that no medicine can cure. And of course, that's obviously nuclear war. Those who are at peace in their hearts already are in the great shelter of life. There is no shelter for evil. When the blue star Katrina dances in the plaza and removes his mask, the times of the great trial will be here. The Hopi also have prophesied that Turtle Island, which is the United States of America, could turn over two or three times, and the oceans would join hands and meet the sky. This seems to be a prophecy of a pole shift, a flipping of the planet on its axis. And that's, of course, what Riddle taught. And you had a vision of a partial pole shift, Larry. You want to throw that in the mix here?
Yeah, it was what Riddell called a white buffalo vision. And matter of fact, there was a white buffalo in the vision. And very interesting. But I was shown one that was interpreted to be that the warning would come first, would be a partial pole shift, and then the big one.
Wow. Well, you know, people are reporting the sun is not always rising where it should, and the moon not rising where it should. And we've got housewives who have, you know, they've lived in their homes for years, and they say, well, the sun always shone in this bedroom, and I put my plants there at a certain time because the sun was always there. And all of a sudden, the sun's not there at all. Doesn't even shine in that bedroom window anymore. And we've had reports like that from a number of people. And so we're in that Isaiah 24 kind of where the poles start to wander a little bit, but like a top slowing down. And then when a top wobbles like that.
Hey, Stuart, I'm losing you.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're scrambling again.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, you're being scrambled.
Can you hear any of it?
Yeah, I heard a little of it. Just the last couple of minutes seemed scrambled.
Okay, well, you did hear the part about the pole shift, and I was reporting that women are reporting from various parts of the country that the sun is not always shining where it used to, and they've been in their houses for many years. They know exactly when the sun shines at a certain date and what windows to use and et cetera, et cetera, and it's just not happening. And so, therefore, we are, in fact, into the wobble stage of Isaiah chapter 24. And I think the elite are trying to keep the lid on all that. They're not reporting a lot of the earthquakes, volcanic activity that's going on. They're poo-pooing even the elders of the Inuit, who up north in the Arctic do all of their navigation by the stars, the sun, and the moon. And they have reported for some time now that they can't do that because of shifts in the heavens. And so NASA and the other never straight answer groups are just trying to say, well, that's just atmospheric distortion. And nothing has changed. Well, things are changing, and they're changing rapidly. This Turtle Island turnover, what is interesting to me is the oceans could join hands, and they will meet the sky. Folks, do you understand what that means? That means that the Atlantic and the Pacific, for the American continent anyway, will be covered with walls of water where the Pacific and the Atlantic meet. And this has happened before, even though it's denied by most scientists. But the ancients talk about this. And you may remember the movie 2012, and you may remember the monk up on the high hills of the Himalayas watching the water come in over the Himalayas. So, and Jeremiah talks about this as well. This is coming. Virtually the human race is made extinct. Isaiah says that humanity, the ones that survive, are as rare as fine gold in the natural. Fine gold, 0.999% pure. Very rare. And so therefore what they're really selling us in code by that message is that there will be very few people left when this is over. This is what we're headed for. Our governments know it. They have been busy digging underground. They've been busy up on the moon and on Mars and who knows where else, trying to escape what they know is coming. There was a fellow that wrote several books on Alternative 3. And in Alternative 3, of course, they went underground and they went to the Mars and they went to the moon to escape what was coming on the Earth. However, I would remind Deep State, it's all in the Matrix, and you're going to be destroyed. There is only one escape. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other name under the heavens, and it doesn't matter what religion you believe in. In my books on frequency, I prove it. Jesus Christ is the creator of the Matrix. He is also the one who locked everybody down via the law of thermodynamics. Nobody gets out of here alive unless you do what he tells you to do. And that's just the way it is. So anyway, where do we start, Larry? There's a lot going on. From Drudge, Turkey bombs U.S. Special Forces in Syria. And it says, by mistake, which I would doubt very much. Update, ISIS militants break out of prison. The forces, Turkey forces, I think he's talking about, push deeper. Putin warns. Pentagon deploying 3,000 troops and advanced equipment to Saudi Arabia. Where do you want to start with this?
Well, it's I've been scribbling notes all evening. This thing's moving awful fast over there, and there's hardly anything in mainstream media. I mean, just a little here, a little there, but it does appear that something's developing with Turkey and what Turkey's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, Stuart, is there are reports also that NATO has advised Turkey, since Turkey attacked the Kurds, that they're not going to back them up. So that puts Turkey in a new position. And Putin also is coming out and warning Turkey. And the interesting thing is Putin has treaties. He's got, treaties with Assad in Syria to defend
right.
Syria. So it reminds me of, I believe it's the old rabbinical or some rabbis that there's an ancient report from a rabbi that it says when Russia bombs Constantinople, and of course I think that's Istanbul today, it's not Constantinople, but
Right.
Rings
right.
of a prophecy there.
Yeah, and I think that was when it really started. If I recall the prophecy correctly, isn't that when basically the tribulation really begins?
Yeah, you don't have even. I think the way it reads, and this is from memory, is that it's a warning that when you see the Russians bombing Constantinople, you don't have time to go home and gather your stuff up anymore.
In other words, get ready to be taken out if you're a church. When I read Isaiah chapter 57, the righteous are taken away and nobody considers it. Larry and I have talked about this, the kill-off as occurred in the days of Noah, when the Lord in his mercy took away all of God's people before the flood came and saved Noah through the flood because Noah built the ark. Well, the ark for the Christian today is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Noah built his ark because the Lord said, I think you better do something about this because there's going to be a lot of water coming. And that's very, very interesting if you read some of the extra biblical books about what actually occurred back then. And it appears to me that this is occurring all over again, just as the Lord Jesus Christ said it would. Everything that he said was going to happen, that happened in the days of Noah, if you go back into Genesis and read it, it's happening all over again in the same way. So anyway, European, let me go down here. Exclusive. Turkey attacks U.S. special forces in Syria, apparently by mistake. A contingent of U.S. special forces was caught up in Turkey's shelling against U.S.-backed Kurdish positions in northern Syria days after Donald Trump told his Turkish counterpart he would withdraw U.S. troops from certain positions in the area. A senior Pentagon official said shelling by Turkish forces was so heavy that the U.S. personnel considered firing back in self-defense. Newsweek has learned that both an Iraqi Kurdish intelligence official and the senior U.S. Pentagon official that special forces operating on the hill in the majority Kurdish city of Kobani, I guess how you pronounce it, fell under artillery fire from Turkish forces conducting their Operation Peace Spring, which is, I guess, the name of their attack. This could escalate pretty rapidly, couldn't it?
Well, Stuart, it already has. Hal Turner, if you can believe what he's saying, he's reporting that a second base has come under attack, a U.S. and French base, where soldiers have been killed and injured by the Turkish artillery fire. And the report from that I'm seeing, and, you know, I don't know if you can see it or not, you may not be able to, but the latest report says that the French Air Force has just bombed the Turkish army that had struck that U.S. and French base and yielding with casualties. So I don't know if you've got one NATO member bombing another NATO member and then another NATO member of the U.S. sitting on the side watching and we're all under fire. I would take that serious.
Well, yeah, and Putin gave a warning about it. Now, I got to sort your fall, that ne'er-do-well that nobody likes, but a lot of times what she has to say is very accurate. So I'm not telling anybody to believe it, but here's what she says, and it's kind of interesting, actually. Elite Russian airborne troops go on combat alert after NATO abandons its own ally, Turkey. And evidently, there is a rumble that Turkey is going to get thrown out of NATO. Now, what's very, very interesting about this, folks, is that Ezekiel 38 and 39 indicate that Turkey is aligned with Russia, Gog and Magog, that coalition. And actually, some people, I think, would claim that that's not necessarily Russia, but Russia is the one who gives arms to everybody, and that's why I stick with with Russia and the former Soviet Union. Remember Glasnost and Perestroika and Gorbachev. And Gorbachev said that Perestroika and Glasnost, or whoever you want to pronounce it, was really just theater for the West. And it really wasn't a breakup of the former Soviet Union. And this is very, very interesting, because if you go into military exercises that are reported in the press and you look at who is doing these exercises with Russia, well, guess who? It's the same ones. So that kind of gives a little more credence to what Gorbachev was trying to warn us about, that it was all theater. It was to kind of disarm us, that there was no threat from Russia, when, of course, biblically speaking, Russia is the biggest threat to the United States. It is Russia who comes against us in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And they take us out, basically. Anyway, here's what she says. A tersely, and break in anywhere here, Larry, a tersely worded new Ministry of Defense report states that an elite parachute battalion from the 137th Guard Airborne Regiment under the command of Russian Airborne Forces has been ordered to full combat alert status and given 24 hours to begin interoperability training with special commando forces from the 38th Guards Air Assault Brigade of the Armed Forces of Belarus, all of whom will conduct their combat operations with long-range heavy lift, II 76MD aircraft, Yak-130 fighter protection aircraft, designed to insert into combat Mi-8 troop transports and Mi-24 gunship helicopters in wartime conditions, a combat order issued by Putin under Article 87 authority as Commander-in-Chief, and whose statement of fact is asserting this wartime authority, warns Turkey may not be able to contain militants from the Islamic State terror group, which is outlawed in Russia, active in northern Syria while conducting a military operation in the region. A grave situation Turkey has been placed in by its own North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, who are not only refusing to come to the aid of their ally, calls are now shockingly being made to kick Turkey out of the Western military alliance altogether. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I would have to say that's possible, because if this is true, what some of Turner's intel shows are being reported, that the French are now bombing the Turks. Yeah, you're not going to have much of NATO going on there.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like Putin might just take advantage of all this. I mean, we do know from hooks in the jaws that he comes down upon the mountains of Israel. Well, he's probably also going to come down against Turkey. And that would fulfill the prophecies of the bombing of Istanbul and all of that. And that whole thing may trigger, who knows, as Iran, Daniel 8, Isaiah chapter 17, we've talked about before. But there is something going on.
Well, there's two things, Stuart, that's going on that I'd like your opinion on.
Yes.
One report is that when Turkey actually invaded northeast Syria, that the Iranian army is moving towards the Turkish-Iranian or the Syrian-Iranian border there, that region by Iraq, I think. And at the same time, there were reports today on Debka file, very, very interesting, reporting that the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces, are requesting permission to enter the war on the side of the Kurds fighting Turkey. So this thing is really coming together with a lot of positioning.
Yeah, and I've got an article a little bit I want to get into with you. It's about what's going on with Saudi Arabia, and General Milley, as I understand it, was on Fox News saying they're going to push a whole bunch of troops into Saudi Arabia along with a lot of equipment. Personally, I think all of this is staged. I go back to Psalm 2. It doesn't look like it is. It looks like it's, well, this has happened, therefore we got to counter that, and then all of this. But here, I want to read something to you, and this is from Sergeant Fall, but this is verified. This is vetted. This is totally true. As to why the Obama-Clinton regime illegally invaded Syria, this report details was actually revealed by NATO Supreme Commander U.S. General Wesley Clark shortly after the 9/11 attacks on America, and stated, about 10 days after 9/11, this is Wesley Clark now, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me in. He said, sir, you've got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no, no. He says, we've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq? Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. Now, I'm going to stop right there because in the prophecies against Babylon the Great, America, it says we are the hammer of the whole earth. And so I'll read this to you again. Now, this is this general. I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? He said, oh, it's worse than that. He reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, today. He said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq, and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. He said, is it classified? He said, yes, sir. He said, well, don't show it to me then. And I saw him a year or so later, and I said, you remember that? And he said, sir, I didn't show you that memo. I didn't show it to you. So there you go. This is what we're involved in. The hammer of the whole earth, Babylon the Great, the mighty American empire that God is going to destroy. And I believe we are right at the precipice of that destruction. But what do you think about that, Larry?
Well, it you know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on. And of course, today off the coast of Saudi Arabia at a port called Jeddah, two missiles came out of Saudi Arabia and struck an Iranian oil tanker. And it's on fire and damaged heavily, and I saw a picture of it on Debka file. Nobody's identified who fired the missiles, but you can bet this is part of the Iranian payback from the oil field attack, you know, that Saudis suffered. Now, that's going to stir up the Iranians, without a doubt. Somebody
yep.
hitting their oil tanker, And at the same time, here we are. I saw General Milley and the Secretary of Defense today give a presentation, and they're sending a few thousand troops and I think a couple of squadrons of fighter jets, Patriot batteries. We're sending stuff to Saudi Arabia now, and it reminded me so much, Stuart, of that Brother Bob, Alex Cuppett's friend. That Brother
yes.
Bob that saw a situation to where we put an army or we fielded an army in Saudi Arabia and the Iranians nuked it.
Well, I wouldn't put it past them. They need their world war. I guess you could call it a world war. They definitely need a horrendous, horrific war for their Iman to come out of his, their 12th Iman to come out of his hidey hole, come out of his well. And then take over the world. Of course, to the Christian, it's the Antichrist that comes up and takes over the world. I want to read this to you too, Larry, and see what you think. This is from the same article. Norway stopping military exports to its NATO ally, Turkey. Italy now calling for its NATO ally, Turkey, to stop its aggression in Syria. U.S. Congress members preparing to slap sanctions on its NATO ally, Turkey. The European Army planning to or the European Union, rather, planning to sanction and oust from NATO its ally, Turkey. Former French President Hollande, outright calling for Turkey to be kicked out of NATO. All of which Turkey has justifiably responded to by condemning its NATO allies for arming the Kurdish terrorists in Syria to begin with. And they're declaring to them, this is your hypocrisy and hypocrisy of the West and NATO, whose heights of insanity are now soaring to the heavens of absurdity, as demonstrated by the fact that the military officer leading Turkey's attack on Kurdish terrorists in Syria is a U.S.-backed former rebel leader. Now, you remember when Putin laughed at how we were fighting ISIS? When in reality it was proven over and over again, we were supporting ISIS.
Oh, I do, absolutely.
So what is this? I mean, this is getting so convoluted. We do know from prophecy Turkey does have to go over to the side of, Persia is part of the overall invasion team that comes down upon the mountains of Israel. So this is, are we watching this formation taking place right before our eyes? It seems like we could be.
Well, I don't know, but what's interesting also is the fact that, I recently, with this Turkish invasion, and it is an invasion, and that's what most people are saying. It's not any kind of action at all. It's an invasion, no matter what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a recent Rabbi Glazerson Bible code, and, we hadn't got many Bible codes from Glazerson in a long time. But I did see one that he says the Turkish massacre is in the Bible codes, and he actually looked up, and I'm trying to read my notes. I scribbled them real quick. He's very hard to understand when he talks.
Yes.
And there wasn't any English writing, so I had to decipher some words that he was using. And Glazerson was basically saying that he found a Torah code that talked about the Turkish massacre, genocide, and Holocaust, of apparently the Kurds. And, you got to remember the history too, Stuart. Remember, matter of fact, Turkey even today denies it, but we know it. As a matter of fact, it's well recorded.
Yes. The Armenians.
He slaughtered the Armenian Christians, but he killed Armenians right and left, and slaughtered them. And Demas Shakarian and his family, got out of there. The Lord warned them, and they fled. But so Turkey has a history of genocide, going in and wiping out nations. And even the Kurds are not a nation, but this appears to be on Erdogan's playbook to go in and massacre these people. And he's actually so busy doing it with his army, Stuart, that apparently now they have attacked French and U.S. soldiers and brought casualties amongst them. Now, we may not hear for that or for a few days. Everything that's happening over there, we're getting delayed coming out over here. And a matter of fact, a lot of us just ignored at the time. But what I was going to mention is the fact that, you know, we've got these Hal Turner report, and it's covert intel. I did post just a headline on it, though. He claims that Assad has joined forces with, that Assad's army is linked up with the Kurds, you know, in Syria, and that they've brought chemical weapons out of Idlib. That's close to Aleppo, by the way. And they're going to have a surprise for this Turkish army. Now, if they use a weapon of mass destruction on the Turkish army, what is Turkey going to do? And at the same time, you've got every army. You know, you've got the Russians, you've got U.S., you've got French, you know, some NATO, you've got the Iranians, you know, you've got, you know, Hezbollah, you know, and you've got Israel just biting at the bit right now, surrounding that little bitty area right there. What do you think?
Well, it looks to me like they're smoking cigars and they're walking around in gasoline. So... this could go off any time. Of course, we've been there before, folks, and nothing has ever happened. It all backs off. However, the timelines of where we are, don't forget, we just went through Yom Kippur, and we're actually into Tabernacles now. And there's a lot going on over there. And what really is disturbing to me is what General Milley said about taking all those troops and equipment over to Saudi Arabia, and with that prophecy, if I was Iran and I guess I was going to go for broke, I'd use nukes. I wouldn't even think twice. What do they got to lose? If the sanctions are so heavy, their nation is imploding, what do they have to lose? Folks, this is what we did to Japan. We made the sanctions on Japan so heavy, they had no choice. They just decided, now or never, let's go for it. And this is how world wars actually start. And I just think that our hypocrisy over there of saying, well, we didn't do anything about ISIS, we weren't supporting it, when the proof was actually just the opposite. We were supporting it. Putin laughed at America for that. You know, he says, what are you talking about? You're fighting ISIS. You're helping ISIS. So now, let's switch a little bit, Larry, and go over the United Nations. This is a headline from Dave Hodges. Chinese path to American genocide has now been set in motion. So we got genocide going on probably over there with the Kurds in Turkey. But at the same time, we have all these reports about the United Nations. Remember Agenda 21. Well, it was supposed to be, that's supposed to be done by 2021. Agenda 30 by 2030, so on. The takeover of the world by the UN. We have had reports of UN tanks, military equipment, hardened communications equipment. And I want to get into that, Larry, this hardened military communications, because of this article. And I'm going to jump down and see if I can find that real quick. But do you have it in front of you, the article about shutting down all the shortwave in California?
I've got the headline. I'll have to find it here real quick.
Here's the headline. California officials declare ham radio no longer a benefit, demands ham radio repeater infrastructure to be removed. Now, ham radio, folks, is the last line of defense for the civilians. It works when nothing else works. Why is California demanding that the repeaters? Now, a repeater is a, how do I word this? It strengthens a weak signal and makes it strong again so it can go further, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they want to get rid of all the repeaters. What's your take on this, Larry? What's going on here?
Well, my take is, you know, I've been to some emergency management meetings, local meetings, and, you know, I actually have a ham. I'm, you know, I don't do a lot of talking or anything like that, but I do listen. And what's interesting is the fact that FEMA basically has integrated a lot of emergency management and the ham operators into their system, and they've set up repeaters. And what the repeater does is just what you said. It grabs a signal and it strengthens it and makes it go a lot further out so you can move information quicker and more efficiently and faster than ever before. Not only that, Stuart, I wasn't aware till recently that they now have a new system that you can transmit writing in a frequency, you know, a communication frequency. And you can actually have the software on the other end, which can it'll write that out on a computer for you. And this can be done with portable stuff, too. It can be done through iPhones and such. And so Augusto Perez made a really interesting observation today. He said he was getting some reports that something weird was going on in California, and he wasn't too sure that there wasn't a collaboration with possibly China and some stuff in Mexico that was going on. They wanted to break away from the Trump administration so bad that he says that he's hearing reports that some UN troops possibly and vehicles are coming in through the southern border that's not shut down yet in California. And he says he don't know what's coming through that border, but something is afoot. And, Stuart, it makes me really suspicious. If they won't, and if California, the state of California, wants to shut down the infrastructure of the ham operators, you know, of that entire region, I can only see that that's because they don't want the information to get out. And you know well as I do that a ham can actually send a signal thousands of miles under the right conditions. So
yep.
It sounds like to me, Stuart, some type of a communication blackout.
And I saw a report where they said satellite photography shows that there are alien or foreign troops in California, that they have spotted them in this area where, I can't remember, Mount something. What do you think's going on there?
Well,
and you know, they had all these fires.
Yeah.
But five of them started simultaneously.
I'm in communication with some people in California. You know, the one guy that keeps up with stuff named Bill, and he's saying that all of this was so mysterious that they actually gave out the warnings and shut the electricity down while they had a clear sky and no wind, no reason at all for anything to happen. And then suddenly they had these spontaneous fires spring up. And what's so interesting is the fact, Stuart, that, you know, there's something going on very, very strange in California. And you know that, and I know that. And, you know, it makes you wonder if part of what's I'll tell you what it makes me think of a little bit. You remember Henry Gruber, and Henry
yes.
Gruber, he just passed away a couple of days ago. He's gone now. And mm-hmm. I really took that as a sign. I felt like that was a sign. And remember what Henry Gruber, one of his visions was the invasion by the Chinese on the west coast of the U.S.?
Yep, just like Red Elk.
Yeah.
That may be what's going on. Maybe this is why they're going dark. Maybe this is why they're finding foreign troops there. If so, the people in California that live in all around those areas are probably gone. If they don't get out of there, if this is a foreign invasion, and who knows what's coming in from the north or from the south or from the east, you know, I remember Red Elk's vision, and he said, you know, we really are invaded. And people, I think, find that really, really hard to believe, but I guess they won't when they get a knock on the door and they open it up and you got a Chinese UN troop who puts a bullet in your head. These people mean business. Don't forget Deagle website and the drastic depopulation of America by 2025. Millions are done away with, and I've warned people before about the United Nations. It's a communist operation. It's red. I don't know if you noticed it, Larry, but when they were covering, Fox News was covering the Trump rally and all the protesters, well, there were several communist flags flying
at that
rally.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I don't think people pay. They just don't believe, for whatever reason, that we could be taken over. We already have been taken over, folks. Basically, the communists have infiltrated the agencies, deep state in Washington. That's why Trump can't get anything done. You got people like Schumer, Pelosi, Waters, these people are all communists. This is a communist insurgency. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why the American people are sitting there twiddling their thumbs, with the exception that they also infiltrated our schools, grade schools, high schools, colleges, and we're graduating nothing but communists who don't even know they're communists. We call them socialists. And that's why you're seeing all this stuff happening on the universities. This is an infiltration. It's an insurgency. They've come in. They've taken all but taken over. And all we're waiting for now actually is the fall of the United States. And I think it's coming much faster than people realize. Have you heard any more news about the Trump hate coup thing going on in Washington? Are they coming up with any more?
Oh yeah, they're having all kind of stuff going on. They had deals today, and one of the Obama people that was a diplomat that was working, you know, with the same bunch of people, Biden and all,
mm-hmm.
Went before Congress and testified that Trump tried to stop her from collaboration, and that he fired her. Which he did. He took her out of being the diplomat and put another diplomat. And of course, she says he did this on purpose, and he's obstructing, you know, the State Department, which is impossible because they work for him. It's not like he can't fire somebody or hire another diplomat. He's the president. He can leave. And that's what's so interesting, Stuart. Everything they're accusing him of doing is his job.
Yeah, and what this really is, folks, not only a communist coup, they're taking apart our whole constitutional legal system. Remember what a prophecy says about America. We go lawless, totally lawless. Obama was a pretty good example of being totally lawless. Somebody added up all the impeachable offenses he really had, not the fake ones that they're claiming Trump has, but the real ones, and there was something like 25 or 30 literal impeachable offenses, and Obama used to just snub his nose at all of it. Well, do what I want. Don't like it? Too bad. And, of course, he got rid of a lot of our generals, too, you might remember. He was removing a good share of, I guess, what could say loyal troops, the generals. I think he got rid of, what, hundreds of high-ranking officers throughout his tenure, if I remember right. Right, Larry?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, if there's some books recently I've found and read from General Boykin that seems to indicate that possibly all those patriotic generals have not just gone their way. They have a plan for a last line of defense, and I won't go into that.
Yeah, and we're going to see some really interesting activity, I think, with what's going on in California. That's kind of a contagion that will spread. It's really is sort of a disease. This communism is a disease. It's a disease of the mind. Every time communism or socialism takes power, the killing fields begin. It doesn't work. It's not true communism anyway. It's a dictatorship with the elite. Remember what Psalm 2 says, the rulers, the kings of the earth. And you go into the book of Revelation, talks about the rich men of the earth. They're all in this together. The ultimate goal is to get rid of Jesus Christ, God the Father, and Holy Ghost, and set up their whole brand new world order, et cetera, et cetera. I got a thing here that someone sent to me, Larry from Canada, and it's about a picture that was taken actually some time ago about the destroyer. I don't know if you remember those pictures that surfaced that were leaked by some astronomers.
Yeah.
I think they were from New Zealand. Anyway, it says, picture extracted from a video taken October 8, 2019, compared with the Vatican odd sculpture. Do you remember the sculpture in the Vatican that's a ball and inside is another ball? And it's made out, it looks like stainless steel?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I've heard about it.
Well, it matches the object that they just took a picture of coming inbound.
Hmm.
Almost identically. So anyway, just a word to the wise. And this is what the Book of Colburn says. O mortal men who wait without understanding, where will you hide yourselves in the dread days of doom, when the heavens shall be torn apart and the skies rent in twain, in the days when children will turn gray-headed? This is the thing which will be seen. This is the terror your eyes will behold. This is the form of destruction that will come upon you. There will be a great body of fire, the glowing head with many mouths and eyes ever-changing. Terrible teeth will be seen in formless mouths, and a fearful dark belly will glow redly from the fires inside. Even the most stout-hearted man will tremble and his bowels be loosened, for this is not a thing understandable to men. It will be a vast sky-spanning form and wrapping the earth, burning with many hues within wide open mouths. You had a vision of going out there and seeing this thing, right?
Oh, yeah. And
I think it's on the way, folks. Yeah, go ahead.
What's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that we're well aware that the Vatican for some time now has been using the Griffith Observatory with infrared telescope watching something incoming, but of course nobody ever seems to know what that is.
They don't want you to know what it is. Remember the old movie, long time ago? What was the name of that? Not the Day the Earth Stood Still.
You're talking about?
It was about a sun that came in. Go ahead.
Yeah, where a planet and a couple of planets or interlopers came into the solar system. Is that the one? Worlds. What is that?
When worlds collide.
When worlds collide. That's it. Yeah.
Yep. Folks, if you haven't seen it, go get it. It's an old movie, but it's pretty well done, and it is. I really believe it's about the destroyer. I think they knew about it way back then. Anyway, coming to a neighborhood near you, UN forces are going to seize control of local government and will be using their Chinese assets to arrest dissidents and engage American military units who oppose them. Number two, extermination of detained Americans. Steve Quayle and others have identified the intent to use guillotines. We've had a lot of reports of thousands of guillotines. The fight for America's right to exist will be underway as the traditional Red Dawn forces will attack America and embedded terrorist sleeper cells will be unleashed against America. This is interesting, in view of what is going on in California, folks. Something weird is really happening out there. You don't go dark. You don't go take shortwave radios or the ability to use them. MS-13, number four, will carry out their assassination duties. America will experience a night of the broken glass, but it will not be businesses that will be targeted like what happened in Nazi Germany. It will be members of alternate media, and many of you reading this words because you have already demonstrated your allegiances. Trouble has now arrived on our doorstep. We are living in a history-making period of time. The United Nations Chinese path to American genocide has been set into motion. And kind of interesting. It's a long, long article. That's just the end of it. Dave Hodges has done a lot of research on this. We did, too, as far as the United Nations. And it's all true. And then there's documentation validating Steve Quayle's claim regarding the UN FEMA camp intentions for the American people. And meanwhile, Larry, everybody just sitting here twiddling their thumbs like always. Well, you got any final words you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to. Jonathan Gray's reporting that he's got another incident where they have dug something out of the coal in Russia. And very interesting. Have I got a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
let
so.
Me read
yeah.
The, yeah, let me read this. This talks about a report that he's got now, information, September 1969, in the Russian Komarov region. They found they had a coal mine seam, and it was about 70 meters in depth. And they dug out of the coal, embedded in the coal, a marble casket sealed in the coal itself, which... basically, Jonathan Gray said goodbye, Darwin, said in the coffin was a woman older than the coal, and she had something like a cell phone in the coffin with her that was 25 to 10 centimeters in size. That's like an iPhone.
Yep.
And this report says that that the casket was a mechanical manufacturing, and that in the casket was a slim, unusually beautiful woman, about 30 years of old in looks. And this is what's interesting. It reminds me with Muldashev's work, you know, in the Himalayas and those regions. This report says she was not dead, but appeared sleeping. And the coffin was transferred by helicopter to a medical facility in Russia, believed to be Novosibirsk. But that, I believe that's up in Siberia region or closer to Mamats. But Stuart, apparently, there again, there's another one of those devices. And it's rather telling that we're seeing all kind of things being dug up or found. It reminded me a lot of the Mona Lisa individual that was found on the moon in that large crashed craft on the moon. I mean... Yeah, but the thing is, Stuart, that's so disheartening is if you tell people about stuff like this, they just shake their head and move on, because don't we know that everybody before us only had a stick in one hand and a rock in the other? And there were no phone-like devices.
Well, they don't read their Bible. I think it was Solomon, was it not, who said, there's nothing new under the sun. What was before will be again. So we have cell phones now. We have all this advanced stuff. Well, that means so didn't they. It reminds me of, people just roll their eyes. That's all they do now. And that's what apostasy does, folks. You can believe the Bible. You can believe every word of it because it's true. And the Lord gave us his instructions. If you want to escape the matrix, Just do what he says. You'll escape. If you won't, you won't. And definitely deep state will not, unless they repent of what they're doing. And I doubt if they're going to do it. It looks like they're really moving fast. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. And if anything breaks really bad, we will definitely be online, and we'll notify you. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care.